and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Celebrations in Israel Saturday as a raid in Gaza has led to the rescue of four hostages who had been held by Hamas since the October 7th attack. The raid to free the hostages was costly, however, as reports indicate dozens, possibly hundreds, were killed. A heat wave continuing to stretch from the south to the southwest in Phoenix, where temperatures have been in the triple digits for days. The city opened cooling centers so people can get out of the heat. Nicole Rickman took her kids to a public pool on Friday.
It's a dry heat. It pretty much feels like you're in an oven. Like, if you set your oven to 120 degrees and then you just open it and stuck your head in it, that's Arizona.
Millions of Americans under heat advisories. Former President Trump said to be narrowing down his list of potential running mates. Sources tell ABC News his campaign has sought vetting information from North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, Senators J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, Tim Scott, and others. This is ABC News. The U.S. women's basketball team is going for its eighth consecutive Olympic gold medal in Paris this summer, but a notable name will not be there.
Caitlin Clark did not make the final group of players selected for the U.S. women's basketball team for next month's Paris Olympics. Our partners at ESPN confirming multiple reports that Clark, who set the NCAA record for points and was the first overall pick in the WNBA draft, did not make the team. Notable inclusions include Diana Taurasi, it'll be her sixth Olympics, and Brittany Griner, for the first time since she spent time in a Russian prison.
ABC's Brian Clark. A freighter in Lake Superior hit something underwater on Saturday and started taking on water, according to the Coast Guard. Coast Guard says the 689-foot ship collided with something about 35 miles southwest of Isle Royale, which is part of Michigan. Officials say water pumps have been used to displace the water and help significantly reduce the list. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We all know that generic drugs are cheaper than name brand drugs. But I'm going to make a confession. For a long time, I thought generics were a less good version of a name brand. You know, like dollar store versions of cornflakes. But it turns out that generic drugs are made with the exact same chemical formula as the name brands. They have to be to even be on the market. When drug companies invent a new drug, they get a 20-year patent in America that gives them exclusive rights to sell their Zoloft or Ambien or whatever. But after 20 years, other companies can sell generic versions. Drugs that don't use the famous name but are chemically the same and follow all the same FDA rules. To get these savings, just ask your doctor to prescribe you a generic. Most of the time, they will. Now, your pharmacist usually can't just swap in the generic when you're picking up your pills, so you do have to ask your doctor before you leave the doctor's office. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay with rocker Terry Barr. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Let's kick off the 8 o'clock hour with a double dip of Panchromatic Steel. They're going to be playing Atwood Fest. It's going to be wonderful. This is their song called Paranoid Android. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. A double dip to kick off the 8 o'clock hour from Pankermatic Steel. That song was called Reason, Paranoid Android before that. Terry, remember a couple months ago when they were in the studio here, Pankermatic Steel was in the studio? I was off that night, I believe. But Rocker was here. I thought you were here too, maybe. And the studio was just full of percussion instruments all over the place.
And then it was so great to get reaction like to the photos and different things because people would look at it and go, oh, wow, you guys are actually doing that?
It was definitely it was definitely quite the night for sure. Rocker Jimmy K, Terry Barr hanging out with you on a Saturday night. Max Inc., original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Rocker, of course, we were talking about Pankermatic Steel opening Atwood Fest at the Luther Allison stage on Saturday. To kind of conclude the convergence at Atwood Fest.
That's right. And go to atwoodfest.com. Check out the whole schedule, Jimmy, because there's amazing bands on all three stages over 2 days. There's 29 bands. And you can click on each one of the band's names. It's going to bring up their profile. You're going to be able to see video, hear audio, read a description, see a picture of them.
I want to ask you about the convergence, because you guys, you've both said, woo, so huge. Is that kind of an old-time thing that cities or neighborhoods used to do to bring people together to realize, ooh, there's a festival going on?
It's been happening at Atwood Fest for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
It's a parade is what it is.
I love it.
It's to get people excited about Atwood Fest, excited about the community around the Atwood neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well, it's important to get people there at noon, you know, when you start at noon, and especially if you're a festival that's like a fundraiser, you know what I mean? And, you know, you just, you want your bands to have an audience, right? And sometimes when you start out the festival, people are sleepy, it's Saturday morning. So, you know, we get out there with pots and pans and bang on the streets and costumes.
We
and
get everybody up.
I mean, there's a lot of community support. I mean, last year they had a Taylor Swift version of a parade going. So sometimes the different parades have different themes to them.
Oh, and I bet they love getting together and trying to figure out what are we going to do this year.
And the Hanfibian band, right? There's a lot of them. And so they split up with their drums into the different, there's five different parades there on the east side that all end right at the Luther Allison stage.
Converge so, at the Luther Allison stage.
The convergence. It's pretty fun.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's a really good time. And they dress in costumes. It's great.
The kids love it.
They do.
The people at the Luther Allison stage, first band, loves it because there's all these people in front of the stage.
Kidding.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And we're bringing back Kids Fest this year in a new form.
Oh.
So, you know, there's going to be an all-new Kids Fest this year.
Well, we've got the Sugar Maple Fest stage, much bigger,
right?
Because they're moving into the Monty's
parking lot. Yes.
And anybody, I think, that's ever come to visit Madison has at some point eaten at Monty's.
So. Yes.
It's a tradition before Atwood Fest.
It's got to be.
With E-Dub, biscuits and gravy before Atwood Fest.
You know, a little odd piece of Civic Media trivia, though, about Monty's is that Catherine Lake used to actually broadcast a show from Monty's way back
like
when.
Like a breakfast kind of show?
Yes, a real radio show.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, wait till we see her. that is fun.
Love to hear your Atwood Fest stories or any story that you have tonight. 844-967-2789. You can call or text us right from the Civic Media app. We got Bob LaPollock here from the Community Organizations Promoting the Arts, COPA. We'll have a chat with him in a couple of minutes. The Piano Gal, she is here. She is set up. Rocker, she's ready to rock. Yes. The answer is yes.
Yes, Jimmy.
And Marta Hansen is here. Of course, Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts. Coming up very soon, or actually ongoing right now, is the MAMAs, the Madison Area Music Association. The first round of voting is open right now through June 14th. So if you haven't already done so, go to themamas.org, themamas.org to cast your vote for your favorite artist, favorite songs, maybe your favorite radio stations or your favorite radio host.
How about that? That might be all of us.
So here's the thing.
We're against each other.
We're not.
We kind kind of are.
You would kick our butt, Terry.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Stop.
But we should have gotten on as a team. That's what we should have done. Then we could have ruled the world, Terry.
Ah. Well, if you win radio station, there you go.
There you go.
You're going to rule the world anyway.
You can rule the world. Cast your vote. Make it open. This is only the first round. It's very important because if people don't qualify through the first round, they can't go on
to
the final round.
You're done.
Yeah.
You're out.
Yeah.
One other thing about the mamas, I did see that they're looking for volunteers and also some new leadership positions are open. So bring in some new blood and get involved in the Madison Area Music Association.
You know, you bring up a good point, Terry, because, you know, of course, there's critics of the mamas.
There's critics of everything.
Right. But, you know, especially here in Madison, our music scene. If you're a critic of the mamas, now is a great opportunity for you to volunteer and make your opinion and your voice heard.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And they're always looking for new ideas, new venues, new ideas, new ways to do the show, to do the awards, to do other get-togethers. So if you have some ideas, why not bring them forward?
Go to themamas.org, themamas.org, and just click on that contact link. He'll take care of you and vote for your favorite local Madison artist. Let's do a song from Dusty Bowl.
Yes!
I figured you approved, Terry.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is Bandit of Max Inc. Civic Media. We are local music.
The sun's gonna shine and the wind's gonna blow when you're riding. The hall in the car at the front of the line is a diamond.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The way you were. bugging me for a moment. Time stood still.
Music with Elizabeth Mary, Parking Lot Kiss. Bunch of shows coming up for Elizabeth Mary. She's going to be down in Dubuque on the 13th of June. Also in Platteville on the 20th. And on the 22nd, she'll be down in Verona for the Solstice Party. And of course, she's playing Sunday at Atwood Fest Rocker.
Yeah.
She is. This time with the whole band, Jimmy.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
It
you
is
know, her husband,
be great.
Paul Schluter, and the band, they're going to rock it.
They are.
I'm really going to like it. And I knew right away, you know, I was doing some sound checking over here and I put on the headphones and I heard Paul Schluter playing that solo in Parking Lot Kiss. And that's all about when, kind of about when they met, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was recording her in his studio and, you know, they fell in love on the first album and that song was about
a parking lot kiss.
Yes, they do. Oh.
They have a baby.
You're going to make everybody cry here, all right?
It's so good.
And Jimmy's got tears.
I know, I do. It's a great love story.
I'm such an emotional guy. Bob LaFollette is in the studio. We're going to have a chat with him about Copa in just a couple of minutes. Plus, Marta Hansen, the piano gal.
Oh,
she's
yes.
live in the lair coming up at 9 o'clock. Terry, you have some sad news about a musician getting ripped off again?
Yeah, this is the Adorner Band, and they're based in Milwaukee. They are so excited because, to start with, they just put together their first album. More rock, if people are wondering, okay, what do they play? Well, here's what happened. They get the album done, and then they go to their storage space to pick up and drop off some different equipment. Everything that they had in their storage space, gone. All of it. And in particular, the lead of the band is saying, I am heartbroken. And Marta, who is going to be playing keyboard, will understand this. I feel violated. These things were how I make my living, how I create and write these songs. And the sound of a Dorner is my piano, and it's gone. This just makes me so mad. Everything that they had, the PA, the whole deal. So the new album's coming out, but they can't even now go and tour in support of it. So I do know other musicians in the Milwaukee area are stepping up to support the shows that they have. But basically, this is a cry for help. If you know anything, if any weird instruments come up in, you know, some of the thrift store kind of shops.
Craigslist.
Let them
like
know.
That.
Yeah. Let them know. The police are on the case, but we've seen these before, and it doesn't always end with the musicians getting their stuff back.
I mean, it makes you just sit here and go, what kind of person?
Yeah. I would just slap them silly if I found out who this is. But yeah, it makes me so mad.
Was
you
it
know?
American Scarecrows or mm-hmm. or someone, or who was it like
no,
last
it,
year?
It was.
It was the
yeah.
American,
happens.
Where their trailer got stolen.
The whole trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. This has happened to Frank Martin Bush too, when he still had Mighty Short Bus, another Madison band. They also, their trailer was stolen. So it's not like it doesn't happen, and it's not like people are being careless. They're not. Everything's locked up, and you think it's fine.
Natty Nation, right?
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Stop stealing from musicians,
please.
People.
Please, this is their living, and most of them, if you would talk to them, they'll tell you they don't make enough money the way it is. So don't be
and what
a
money
jerk.
They have, they invested into these into this equipment that you're stealing.
Mm-hmm. So if you know anything, again, this is a Dorner and a great rock band out of Milwaukee. Yeah, if you know or hear anything, just let them know.
All right, keep us updated on that. Hopefully we get the equipment back. What was the name of the band again, Terry?
A Dorner.
A Dorner. And they just released a new album.
Yeah,
right?
They did.
I'm going to find it. We'll play their music on Max Inc. Radio.
Let's do it.
I'll find it. We'll do that and Bob LaFaw next on Max Inc.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
This seems so appropriate to play for the band coming in for our next guest. Hold on 1 second. Let's give the drummer some. It's like the ultimate dance song.
Oh, I love it so
Jimmy,
much.
I think we're out of beer. What are we going
to
do?
We're going to go to the kitchen. Because the party's in the kitchen, Rocker.
We're going
to
get some more. COPA. COPA is Community Organizations Supporting the Arts. It's a concept, it's a facility, it's a live music venue. And Monday, June 10th, COPA is featuring their first music industry night, an event featuring L Donk as the house band, and musicians will be invited to join the stage after for an open jam session. Ooh. Here to tell us about COPA, the facility, the music industry night, it's Bob LaFollette. Bob, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yay!
Well, thank you so much, Roker, and the staff here for having me on your program.
We are thrilled. We've been talking a little bit, obviously, before the interview, but Bob, tell us, how did you get involved with music? What is your story? You've got a great story, I have to say.
Well, I started by just tapping on everything I could get my hands on as a kid.
A drummer.
And so yeah. My parents got me a Sears drum set out of a Sears catalog for little kids.
Wow.
And I started playing on that. And then one of my friend's dads had an old drum set. He found out I was playing drums. He gave it to me. And so I combined that together with my with my Sears drum set.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, the thing is, those Sears drum set heads, they were not replaceable. So I went down to Patty Music and took the head, and they're like, oh, well, we don't have that size.
Right.
And so I got the next largest size that would fit on, and so they were almost like playing timpanis. And I would just play to the radio. You know, back in those days, we had records that stacked on a spindle.
Oh, right.
Remember that? Mm-hmm. I'd stack four or five records on, and I'd play to, you know, Led Zeppelin and the Beatles and, you know, whatever band was on the radio at
the time.
They
would drop after they're done playing,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, they would drop.
Yeah. That was your shuffle in the day.
So I'm showing my age now because this is in the 1960s and then,
this
you know,
is great.
In the 70s. And so I was very fortunate. I moved to Maui, Hawaii in 1982.
Oh, hello.
I started just sitting in with different, you know, jam bands and things like that. My name got out. And I was invited to join a band called the Whiskey Jones Band, which was one of the most popular bands on the island. We played all the hotels, and we recorded at George Benson Studio. And as soon as they heard me play, they invited me to come in and be the studio drummer at George Benson's.
No kidding.
Wow.
And I spent 2 years with the band. I had a wonderful experience there. And when I came back, I became friends with Clyde.
Ugh.
And he invited me to play the second set every Monday night at the Chamber. I did that for 2 years.
Yep.
Because Clyde worked a regular job. He would come in, set up his drums. He'd play the first set. I would come in and play the second set with his fantastic band with different musicians from all over the city while he went downstairs, had something to eat, you know, had a couple of cocktails. And it was just a wonderful experience for me because he would come up and just give me notes after my set.
Oh, wow.
Right? So he'd be like, oh, I saw you, you know, I heard you do this. You might want to do that. And
so you're learning from Clyde Stubblefield on the job.
And he'd mentored so many musicians and was such a huge part of the Madison music scene. And we are so blessed to have that legacy here. And you know, this Clyde Stubblefield All-Star Band still plays in the city.
Yep.
And he just left such a legacy here that we're all just blessed to have to have him make Madison his home for so many years.
Well, you know, we do have the Clyde Stubblefield stage at Atwood Fest, and we're going to open Atwood Fest with an 80th birthday celebration for Clyde with the Funky JBs.
Is that great?
Yes, I can't wait to see that.
You know, just before we came on the air, you told me an interesting story that kind of blew me away. So Parties in the Kitchen, the song I brought you in on, we play that all the time here on Max Inc. Radio.
That song.
And Bob Walk said, oh, Clyde wrote that song for me.
Yeah, it's the only song Clyde ever wrote.
It is. Tell me about that. I mean, why did Clyde write that song for you?
Well, I had a restaurant on King Street called the King Street Cafe, and he would always come in for gumbo. And he couldn't put enough hot sauce on it.
Oh, my gosh.
and he always came in on Monday night, and he'd say, hey, Bob, I want to make sure you're coming in to play with us tonight. He was so generous and such a kind man and so humble.
Yeah.
Just a wonderful human being. And I was so blessed to have that experience in my life.
Yeah.
And so thank you for bringing that part in about my background. But I'm really here to talk about COPA.
Yes.
Well, okay. Well,
and that's kind of your background leads you to COPA.
Exactly.
So tell us about that. How did you get involved in what? I guess the first question, what is it? What is COPA?
Well, COPA stands for Community Organizations Promoting the Arts. And the founder of COPA is an old friend of mine. His name is Dale Sticca. And Dale just got off the road with Elton John. For the last 32 years, he was Elton John's touring piano tech.
That's crazy.
Went around the world with Elton John on tour every year for 32 years.
That is incredible.
And Elton retired last year.
Yes.
Now, Dale bought some property on Index Road in Fitchburg across from the Music Foundry. And his vision is to create a performing arts campus. And we're working on getting funding. He's working with Dick LaCrone from everybody knows who he is.
Yes, the former UW band director.
The band director, that's correct. Mm-hmm. So he's on the board. And so the vision that Dale has is to create a performing arts campus with a 400-seat auditorium with space for musicians, artists, performance artists, visual artists, theater, dance, education for kids in high school and in middle school. And he actually wants to have rooms for visiting musicians to stay at. Okay.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Yes. Oh, guest rooms.
Yes, guest rooms for visiting musicians because, you know, they're on the road. They don't have a lot of money.
No. Hotels are expensive. Out of hand.
Oh, yeah.
And so I got reunited with Dale last year, and I was invited to Copa, and I have been playing at the Red Rooster every Thursday with Tate and the 008 and Steve Malin and the Usual Suspects.
That's awesome.
And I've met so many great musicians through that venue that I thought, you know, Dale's got this amazing space over on Index Road. Why don't we do something with it with the local musicians? So I got the idea. I started talking to the musicians. I have 32 musicians now, part of our Facebook page. So I invite everyone to go to the Music Industry Night Facebook page for COPA.
We'll share it too.
So I started talking with Dale about this. He said, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Why don't you run with it? And so we are planning this Monday to start off our music industry night at Copa with the El Donk Band. And they have performed here. They are an all-original rock band that was founded in 1996. Wow. They're all fabulous musicians. And Matt Kern is a friend of mine. I invited him to come in and play. And The Falcon, that's right. And so we invited as many musicians as possible, and I would invite anyone listening that would like to come out and see a great show and other musicians to come in and sit in with the band, because what we're going to do is the host band this week is El Donk, and they're going to do a regular set, and then we're going to put together different musicians that are in the audience to come in and perform and collaborate and network, and that's what it's all about.
What a great idea.
Oh, my gosh, exactly. What a great way to just, if you aren't a musician or you pretend you are like I do, what a great way to just enjoy the music.
So where are we in the planning stages or making this campus a reality?
Well, Dale hopes to break ground in 2026.
Oh, wow.
And okay. So they're in the funding stage right now. And he really has a grand vision, and he's had such a wonderful life and experience with Elton. He wants to bring some of that back to Madison.
Great.
One of the things that Madison has, abundance of amazing world-class musicians.
That's right.
So what Dale's vision is to bring them into a studio, and we have 4K cameras and, you know, digital audio. So we're going to be doing video and audio that we can present on YouTube and hopefully on local radio stations like yours. And so I'm really excited to kick this off.
Yeah.
And we've had a great response so far. And I can't thank you enough for inviting me.
Oh my gosh.
Now, to be clear, though, there is already kind of a facility on the property. But what he's doing is raising money to actually build this giant campus.
That's correct. Yes.
You know, so there's already kind of a performance area and some music practice rooms and different things out there already.
Right. There is a wonderful stage with lighting, state-of-the-art video, audio, everything. Right now, they're doing every Wednesday, they're doing indie tune-up, soul sessions, and cinema showcase.
Yeah. They used to have the listening sessions there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and so what we want to do is bring members of the artistic community, not just for music, but for, like, Cinema Showcase is a group of people that make short videos. And they actually have contests where they're given a subject, and a tagline that they have to include in their video. They have 48 hours to make the video,
yeah,
a five-minute video, and then they present the video at Cannes. And they've had some award-winning videos.
I love that.
As part of this group.
You know, when you get someone like a deadline like that, you know, some really creative stuff can really come happen.
Absolutely.
Bob LaFollette here from COPA, the community organization supporting the arts. That's what it's all about here in Madison, is supporting the arts. Bob, I appreciate it. If people want to get involved and help out, how do we do that?
Well, we have a Facebook presence for the Music Industry Night. And I'd invite all of your listeners to join that.
Yep. And again, I will share that on ours, too.
And I am updating that with information every week on the new artists that we hope to have as our hosts. We're trying to do this maybe once every other week, depending on the response that we get. I would like to do it every Monday. But it takes a lot of work to put together a production like this.
Yes.
Because we set the stage, we have to have video production, we have to have audio production.
It's a big work, yeah.
We have to have greeters, we have techs, and none of this is free. So we're looking for local support at the events by providing donations. Now, COPA is not a restaurant or a bar, but we invite people to bring in a picnic basket. They can bring in their own beverages, we have a wonderful facility. And we just invite the public to come in and experience this amazing event.
And why not?
That's amazing. Is there a website where people can get more information online?
CopaMadison.org.
Ah, perfect.
That's C-O-P-A, COPA. Mm-hmm.
CopaMadison.org. Bob LaFollette, thank you so much for your time.
Bob, thank you.
Your stories, your dedication to the local arts and music scene here in Madison.
And your t-shirt. I may be old, but I got to see all the cool bands.
Yes. I got a photo. That's going on our social media.
Nice.
Love that.
Love it.
Yeah.
Hey, these guys are playing COPA. It's El Donk. It's Max Sync on Civic Media. We are local music.
Just like this last year when we played.
Yeah.
Sun coming in from the side.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
On Civic Media, we are local music after August and Shine For Me from their Tempest album. That was from a little while ago, back in 21 or so. Live in the Lair with Marta Hansen is coming up in just a couple of minutes, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com.
I love hearing them sound country songs.
Place. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Ever take a vacation? Let's talk about hotels and junk fees. Junk fees are these surprise charges that just pop up when you check in. They're called resort fees or curation fees or some other vague junk that wasn't included in the price when you booked your hotel online. Hotel junk fees cost travelers an average of $26 a night, roughly $3 billion a year, according to Consumer Reports. So how do you avoid them? You do your homework. Now, sometimes a website's going to have like a display total price button that you can click, but the surest way is to just pick up the phone and call the hotel before you book. While they're not obligated to tell you anything online, I found that friendly front desk folks usually can give me the straight story. It's worth $26 a night to make that phone call. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.